a new dawn. It's a new day. It's a new life for me. Because it's your girl Skate Drama Podcast.
Woo!
Hi, guys.
Hey, guys.
Wait.
And I'm feeling good.
Doo-doo.
Baraka gong.
Doo-doo.
Hello.
Let me see. 안녕하세요, 여러분. Hey, guys.
안녕하세요, 여러분. Hi, guys. Maddie and Christina here, chatting about Healer.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
No one asked for this.
You know what? No one asked for this. Did you ask for this? No, you didn't.
Did anyone ask for a play-by-play of our thoughts on Healer? Not specifically. I think they were like, I hope they do a midway review. No, guys. We're going to review literally, like, every other episode.
we are dissecting everything, and we have notes.
Just,
we have
all
the things. So we are, today we're going to be covering episode 3, 4, 5, and 6, and then we'll do our halfway review probably sometime next week.
Okay. Yes.
I'm putting that literally on the calendar.
We can't get like 3 sentences into the show without starting to laugh. It's so.
But huge disclaimer, though. Huge disclaimer. We love this show.
Oh, we love this show.
I feel like some people think we don't like it, but let me assure you, we love it. It's just also in our nature to
so funny
ham it as well.
It's so funny.
It's just the whole character, great, but the whole outside, like the soundtrack and the actions, it didn't age well. Let's be real here.
Except for that one song. That one song that's like, "Oh my love."
Okay,
I didn't sing that well. Oh my love.
Wait.
Yeah, that. Oh my. And then he's like smirking. I'm like, "Whoa, I'm in."
Wait, that song though. Okay, to be fair, it was a great song, but where they put it in the scene or. They need to time it a little bit better.
Okay.
Well, because, you know, obviously I know these things.
Obviously.
Like, look at us.
No, but listen, though. At the end of episode 5, when he's dragging her out of that place where he just erupted the plants with the flower everywhere, you know what I'm talking about?
I do.
Or I don't know if that's flower.
He's like,
Sunbae, I'm scared. She's like, it's okay, Hubei. I'll get you out, dude. Calm down. And then she drags him and he's smirking. And then that song hits. I'm just saying.
Do, 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 do.
Yeah, without the song, it would have been fine. With the song, it was superb. Super great. Phenomenal. It really made
the
scene.
You know what? The music, and I really wanted to say this since episode 3, the music still hits. Like, it's banging. Like, still superior. Like, superior of the superior sister. Like,
absolutely.
I
think if you just take a minute and you actually focus on the music, it gets funnier the more you think about it. I think that's the thing about it, because like there are scenes where like Hot Reporter is talking to his brother and the music is so intense.
Dun, 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 dun,
like
dun.
So intense. Yeah. It's so funny.
It's just it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm. I mean, I feel like. Yeah.
Right.
I don't know, but it still bangs. Like, it still is banging.
It's banging. Crushing
but
it.
Here we go. Are we going to do
episode three first?
Three.
Well, okay. We start episode 3 with a shower scene, but Hot Reporter his shirt on.
Yeah, but okay, but
fully clothed.
Why is he fully clothed? First of all, why is he fully clothed?
In the shower. Like
I'm not mad at it.
Okay, but who showers with a shirt on?
Yeah, why? Okay, it was so out of place. It was so out of place.
I don't even remember why there was a shower scene. I don't know. Was it just like, in 2014, was it like a little too risque for him to be shirtless? Because now they just throw him in all the freaking time. Like,
yeah, but but that doesn't really make sense, though, because in episode 1, not that I would know this, but Ji Chang-wook had his shirt off.
Oh, you're right. I remember. Great question. Thanks for remembering that.
Okay, well, okay. I titled this. Okay, this is the title. Like, okay, these are my notes. There's a lot of them.
Wait, many.
Can you confirm that there's a lot?
Can confirm.
Okay, great. this is the title of the episode. Like, I named the title. It says, great. Okay, are you ready? It's Lee Chang-wook's Leaps, Bounds, and Somersaults.
He sure does. He sure
and,
does.
And, okay, you guys. Right. You guys, I don't know. Am I proud or embarrassed? I think it's both.
Oh, you wait.
Okay. So I told Maddie, like, after episode three, I said, I just want to let you know that I recorded some great data.
Statistics, just, really.
Like, really
hard-hitting. Hard-hitting.
I, honestly, no joke, I have tally marks. Do you see them?
Yeah, you, I do.
I have tally marks of all the times he was chasing, he was jumping, he was leaping, he was galloping, he did all the things instead of being just a normal adult.
Oh yeah.
But there was this scene in particular where he's trying to follow Hot Reporter while Hot Reporter's in a car, mind you.
Yeah. Hot Reporter takes off in a car.
He decides to jump on the roofs of all the things. And not even that, not like walk, run.
He did
flips. He did somersaults. He did jumps and all the things.
He did like side aerial, like weird side flip deals. Yes.
Parkour.
Straight up through people's houses.
Yes. Yes. Okay. The best. Okay. These are the three really, really, really pivotal, very, correct, very important scenes. Are you ready?
Okay.
Okay. Our favorite one. We can't even say it without laughing. You know what I'm saying. You know.
Wait, one.
There is these people eating food on the roof. And he decides, he's running, and he does that flip, whatever that gymnast flip is. Yes.
I don't even know. We don't teach that at the cheer gym.
Okay. Well, you know, I thought you would know.
He jumps over these people, and I just love that he is, Christina, he's literally keeping up with this taxi.
The car, yes. And I don't know how.
No, but he makes it for sure.
Yeah, he's just running. But you know what I think it is?
It's because Healer can do anything.
Yeah, but I think it's because he does all those leaps, bounds, and somersaults.
Correct. Yeah.
And then, so then that's one of them. And then one of them is he jumps through a house.
Yeah.
There's people in the house and he just runs through. He goes into the sliding glass door and he runs out of the door, the front door.
Yeah.
Why? How?
I mean, how? Why not?
Oh, but at the end, the finale. The finale.
Oh, yeah, the finale. When he breaks.
He goes through a freaking window.
Breaks the glass.
And it was
freaking harmed.
And then he falls on the ground and he's unharmed. And yet,
right,
we're like, okay, the Hot Reporter lost him, I'm sure.
No.
He somehow managed to get a motorcycle.
How could he has an entire conversation with the girl he steals the motorcycle from?
Yeah, we know her now.
Yeah.
But before, he just doesn't say anything. He just takes the motorcycle.
Here's what I'm wondering. If Ajima and her little minions own said motorcycles, why doesn't he use one of those?
Yeah, I don't know.
Yo.
And, wait, hold on. Let me finish this stat. So correct. I did all of that.
Oh, please.
It was 38 leaps, bounds, and somersaults. I just want to let you know, because I know that's really important information. I know you're listening, guys. You can write that down, because that's solely episode three.
Just episode three. Well, I think one of my favorite parkour moments is episode six. Right, I know I'm jumping ahead, but it's literally right after he saves Park Min Young from that like crazy guy in the plant shop. You guys who watched this a billion years ago can't remember, and then there's the flower everywhere and he's dragging her. It's like, oh my love, and then they're out, and then suddenly she's like, where's Healer? And then he is booking it. Booking it across rooftops. Just like running so far. Has the leather jacket out of nowhere land and finds double S. Finds double S and
what
in a convertible. I just think it's great he made it, you know?
Yes. What I don't understand is when Ji Chung Wook is the supposedly reporter with Park Min Young, she's with him for 2 seconds, then he leaves, he does a quick quote unquote costume change, which he does not, there is no costume to be found. There's nothing that changes. But yet she does not realize it's Ji Chung Wook.
Absolutely not.
Yeah.
I just love how Healer's character is like, he can do no wrong.
He can't.
Will guarantee make it in time to catch the baddie no matter what. I love characters like that. They don't make any sense. Yeah. How does he do it? And I know we're supposed to think he's cool, and he is cool, but he is, I just can't.
I love him because
I just laugh so hard.
Derp. It's so cute.
It's so funny to me.
Yeah, it's
I
so
laugh
funny.
So hard when he goes parkouring.
You know, I think what it is, we would not be laughing, I think, if we watched it in 2014, honestly.
Maybe not.
I feel like because of, it's 10 years old, I don't know what, but it's, but then also, here's the thing, he's, also, how is he not, he's not discreet at all when he's tailing or following someone.
Not
Have
even
you
a little
that?
Bit. Yes,
like, he
talked
still
about
does
this
it.
Before.
Yes, but it still keeps happening. He hasn't gotten a clue.
No, and here's the thing, like, even, he literally, like, saves Park Min Young from those guys with the yo-yo, you know, like, single-handedly takes them down with their own yo-yo, apparently. And he's, like, back-hugging Park Min Young and, like, whispering in her ear and, like, be careful. I don't even know what he said.
Can you do that again, please?
Thanks. Yeah, he's like, don't get hurt again.
How many toes do you have?
I love you.
You smell like kimchi.
I just think... we digress, honestly. Episode three.
So at the end of episode three, so all of that, there, I guess, you know, I think there's more to that, but these are the highlights.
We have many highlights.
And I know at the end, Ji Chung Wook, he's undercover at her newspaper or media center.
For me,
yes.
That's the moment I really got hooked.
I was just like, sign me up. And that eyeliner. Did you notice that eyeliner?
Oh, I forgot to go back and look at the eyeliner.
You have to look at it because it's very overdone, but I'm here for it.
I believe it.
So it's, and then he had this earpiece, and it was so funny because in the beginning it was super huge. And then finally they finally like talked about it, like, oh, you have an earpiece, like, oh, I can't actually hear, kind of thing. But you know, I just
here's the thing,
but isn't it in episode, go ahead.
I was just thinking about the earpiece and how he will have it, I guess, just like sitting in his pocket maybe while he's like at the office, and then he will just whip it out and stick it in his ear, and he's just like, Ajuma. And she's just there. She's just always there.
At his beck and call.
At all times. And I just think there's actually more to Ajuma than... I think they might answer these questions because now we've learned Ajuma views Healer as someone disposable and she might try to find someone else. She's making the freaking calls here. Did you notice that?
That was in episode 6, right?
I think so. She's like, should we find someone else? I'm like,
because
knows more than we think.
Yeah, and also she's getting a clue that he's already whipped for Park Min Young. He's whipped.
Oh,
He's so whipped. He doesn't even realize it. He's like watching her, and she, like right in front. You know? Okay, wait. We got to talk about this really quick.
Okay.
I know I'm jumping, but in the beginning of episode three, when he just walks into her house.
Yeah. He's laying under her bed in beginning of episode three.
Like,
and she's like taking her freaking pants off.
Yeah.
That's when that was. I don't know. Okay, listen. What Okay, this cracked me up. You know when Hot Reporter, he's like very fascinated, which, okay, are we, she's his niece, right? Is that correct? I think we're right about
it. No, I have some theories. I hope we're correct on this, but I feel like in this episode, we figured out that maybe the older brother is actually the one that killed the dad.
Oh, yeah. This older brother is sketchy as all get out. We'll get to
like,
that.
Like, he is. With the, he yeah, is, we will.
Which they're not even trying to hide with the evil Star Wars music.
Look what I wrote. Do you, I said, I can't even say it. I said, remember when in the first one, the through two we did, I'm like, is he the dad? Do you remember when I said that?
Yeah.
Which I didn't realize like how old he was or anything.
I was
but
like,
I said, Moon Ho dreams. And I go, dot, dot, dot. So he isn't her dad, ? LOL.
I love that in the through two, we're like, the brother's definitely, or Nuna's definitely the mom, the brother's the dad. And then you're just like, is Hot Reporter the dad? And I was like, maybe he is. I'm like, why did we think that for even 2 seconds? I don't know.
You said in the beginning, do you still feel this way? Do you feel that Hot Reporter is still whipped for sister-in-law?
I mean, yes. However, they're definitely showing that he's into this chick that was his boss. So I feel like that's...
Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
I just think... To
be, she's really pretty. I'm like, wow, you're so pretty. She's very really pretty. But
she's
I don't
pretty.
Know...
I just think nothing really... When he hangs out with the boss, it's like, I guess you might be into her. But then they talk like they're into each other. But then he hangs out with Nuna, and it's like, you love this woman. He's very... You know... they're just too close. I don't understand, but
well,
it's fine.
I think it's more of like an older sister, motherly figure. I don't he's in love with her.
I just think he acted a lot like he was in the first two episodes.
We didn't know a lot, though, to be fair. We did not know a lot. But yeah.
Well, I like the scene where Park Min Young is like picking up chairs outside of the restaurant.
Oh, yes. And he is just staring her down.
Hot Reporter is in this car right next to her, like right next to her, just staring at her, like literally. And she's like, oh, okay. Like,
the funniest is she starts to go over there and be like, what up? And then
he's like, I better back up now.
like
literally,
okay.
I don't understand. Okay, then the actress convinces Park Min Young to write that article.
Yes, which we don't know. We just know that they sent it at the end of episode.
Yes.
Three. Correct.
Yes.
So
and then,
now,
Ji Chang-wook, which we need, I guess healer. I'm like, we do know his name. What's Park Min Young's character's name in this show?
Her name is, hold please.
Oh, Jeon. Isn't it Jeon?
Is it Jeon?
No, that's like her real name. That her parents gave her, isn't it? What's her name that like...
In the show?
Yeah.
The problem is I have everything here.
We forgot to write down her name.
No, I wrote Park Min Young.
I know, exactly. Okay. Ji Chang-wook goes into... He's getting sus. Well, he's all sus about like Hot Reporter and everything. So he goes into Hot Reporter's house and he finds the picture... Of those five
the
friends.
Picture.
And he says, Ajuma, I feel alive, more alive than I have ever felt. He was really touched by this picture, which then we come to learn.
Did you?
His teacher is in that picture? Question mark?
Yeah, so there's everything is connected. Did you notice, though, during that scene when he saw it, he was just breathing very loudly?
Oh, and I noticed, A, he's breathing loudly, B, he's supposed to be quiet, but in a full, normal, robust voice, he tells Ajuma how alive
he
feels.
Ajuma. Yeah.
He goes, Ajuma, I feel so alive. I was like, well, you're in this lady's bedroom in the nighttime, and she's probably downstairs. Be quiet, maybe. But healer gets away with everything, so.
Yeah. My very important question for episode 4 is... Right. Where can I learn how to have those crimpy pigtails that Ajuma has?
I think
in episode 4.
I think I could hook you up with something that
would. Okay, great. Can you send me that link, please? Thanks.
It's a healthy combination of a crimp plus a tease. plus just shaking your head around a lot.
Okay, great.
Yeah,
great.
I think
glad
so.
Glad we covered that. You know, and also, how did you see how she ate that whole Gim Pop in her mouth? Like, savage. Savage.
Girl loves some Gim Pop. She freaking loves
too.
It.
I do too.
You know what?
And I always like, Gim Pop Chuayo?
Yeah, did Gim Pop Chuayo. And they, what about the moment that freaking Hyung, can we just call him Hyung? No, wait. What are we going to call him? The evil brother.
Darth Vader. I don't know.
The Sith Lord. He buys.
Just evil brother.
He buys bad. Double S. I love Double S. Everything about Double S makes me so happy.
You're whipped for Double S.
They're like, Double S.
Yeah, it's Double S. Not Double S.
Double S. Double S is the cheesiest part of this whole show, which is saying a lot. So Double S, Hyung acquires them, which is just not going to be a good thing.
Yeah.
Like, I just can't see that going well. And that's when we go, oh, Hyung is the freaking Sith Lord.
Yeah.
Like, I mean,
and
what
this
is going
on? These are my predictions. So we know that the sister-in-law is the only woman in the picture. We know that one of them was the older evil brother, which he was jealous from the beginning. We knew that. We know that.
Yes.
And so she was married to one of the guys in the picture.
Yes.
And then they were married. And so we don't know what happened. But I think he killed him.
Or I think
something
so too.
Happened with an accident. Because with Park Min-young too, she remembers being alone. She remembers the accident. She has a lot of trauma with that as well.
Yeah.
So I think that's all connected. And then we later find out that Ji Chang-wook's dad is in the picture.
Is it his dad or is it his teacher? Or are they the same person?
I thought either one of them is his dad and one of them is the teacher. And then that's the whole picture.
Oh, I didn't really realize one of them was also the dad. People listening... let us know or we'll figure
this out. I think I'm right on this one. I don't...
Okay.
From what I understood, they were talking about the dad. And so the only reason why I know that is because when they were growing up, remember when we see Ji Chang-wook and Park Min-young?
You're so right!
It was like connected,
oh
all of it.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah.
Well, that's in episode 4 when they cuddle on the couch.
That
and
was
then
very
it flashes
sweet.
Back. You're so right about that, actually. I mean...
Yes. So I think now we know all the characters. All the last character was introduced in episode 6, and he is quote unquote the teacher.
Oh,
and
I
so
think
he
you're
was
right.
The like he was the like little attitude, funny, you know, kind of there. You see that, and then you see next to him was the jealous evil brother that wanted the girl. So she's the only girl there. I think we now have it. So I hopefully.
Okay.
7, 8, 9, and 10. Hopefully we'll get some juicy information.
Oh.
So. Yeah. But did you notice even... Oh, go ahead. I'm so sorry.
Oh, no, continue. I was going to go to episode 4, so you continue.
Oh, no, we are on episode 4.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, but one more thing, and then we can go to episode 5, because you... Okay.
Oh, we're in episode... We're, like, in episode 4? Okay, continue.
We are in episode 4. Did
I have
you
more
notice?
Things to say about episode 4.
Okay, but great, because we are in episode 4.
I'm so glad. Are we in episode 4?
Wait. No, we are in net. Episode net.
Net? Nepong? Ne?
Hana, du, set, net.
That's great, continue.
Yo, so,
if
okay,
we're in
so
episode
sorry.
4, continue. Okay.
Okay.
What were you saying? I cut you off.
It's fine. Did you notice, though, when from the beginning for Ji Chang-wook, I feel like he is alone.
Yeah.
I mean, he doesn't talk about his family. But then all of a sudden you see his mom. She has this new family. And I just was like really confused because I don't know what. Do you remember this? When
he met with his mom.
Mom. And he was and
he like met with
like,
her, didn't he?
Yes. And then he was like, he asked questions about the younger, like her kids. And he's like, oh, how are your kids doing? Like, I know they're siblings, technically.
I know.
Yeah, they're
I thought
siblings.
That was
they're
so...
actually siblings. So that I just thought that was kind of weird. And then the mom was like, so why are you here? I'm like, ma'am, this is your son.
I know. It was really random. I felt about that.
And I just, I'm the only reason why I'm bringing it up is because I'm like, is there a significance to this or will we know more information? Because he just seems so lonely.
Right.
And, okay. You know, maybe
yeah, I agree.
Healer is a thing because of his past. And even like with his whole garage living, like we'll talk about that at the end. But yeah. There is what?
Bro. He's not really like a homemaker. Like he... You know, there's a lot missing there. Can we talk about how Ajima has like a cartoon that she throws up on a TV whenever she wants to get a hold of him?
And it's like
Episode 4 literally starts with him trying to eat a meal without freaking Ajima, and then it's like
like what is
this? But here's the thing though. I love every scene where he's sitting in his little garage. I think it's the funniest thing. And he's just like so human and like...
He's like a little grumpy pants. Great. Yeah. No, the funny thing is with all the little technologies that they're trying to make it like look super,
yes.
Like super techy. And it's funny
yes.
Because even did you see his like little ring that he has on his finger? And he was like turning it and he was like pressing a button like, oh, I'm
yes.
The cool guy.
Yeah. He like was walking through his house and like touching a ring and then like... Lights were turning off or on.
I'm like, where can I buy that? Amazon? No.
Okay, what about when the female lead, when Park Min Young gets drunk and she's obsessed with dinosaur brains? I just
okay,
thought
wait,
that was
wait.
Great.
This, we gotta be her best friend because I feel like I love her in this show.
I love her. It's,
she's my favorite character. I just love her so much because I'm like, you know... She's our people, Mads.
She's our people. And I just love how in this show, like, it's such a good mix of genres. It's such a good, because it's like tacky, nostalgic spy show. And then it's like just cute rom-com. She's drunk. They call, he uses the Hubei card and he's like, gotta go take care of my son, bae. And like,
yeah,
dragged her home. And she's like talking about dinosaur brains. And he, you know when, okay, I love this scene when the dad, her dad, and then this random ex-convict that, like, works at the shop all the time, like, corners Healer, and they're like...
Oh, this is the greatest.
You need to know three things about my daughter. Number one, don't let her drink. Number two, don't let her open cans because she could get hurt, obviously.
So, you know, obviously. Like,
I love it.
No, no brainer.
Number three, don't let her be near violence because she has some trauma. And that was, like, so cute. And
so
freaking
cute.
Healer has taken that to heart, and it's the cutest thing I've ever seen.
Yeah.
Like, he is like, okay.
My favorite part of that whole conversation with the dad, he, like, gets really close to him. After he says all that, he goes really close, and he goes, has she been talking about dinosaurs yet? Because if if she has, she's a goner. And I'm like...
I love it. So good. Like, oh, it's so good.
I love that dad. I love that dad.
And we have to talk about their couch cuddle moment. I just think this is great television. I just love this.
I don't
so much.
I love it. To be fair, I love it. I love
it.
I love
but
it.
You
but
don't
under- how
I just,
it wasn't necessary because doesn't he have his own man cave? Like why
oh,
did he
like
have to
why
sleep
he
there?
Stayed the night? I just
yeah,
think
exactly.
Maybe
like,
he
why?
Just loves her. I just think he
okay.
loves her. I don't know.
Okay.
I just think he loves her. Okay, what about after I just okay, I love the dynamic that Park Min Young and Ji Chung Wook have in this show because she is like so not intimidated by this guy. I mean, obviously he's so hot, but she could not care less.
No, she could
and
care.
So
she's
is
just talking to him like
so
nothing.
Normal around him. So normal. Like treats him like a little brother and like you know how she like gets in trouble for writing that article?
Yes.
And he is sneaking her around the office and they're like rolling around under like under desks. I was laughing so hard. I just love how they're acting like siblings and she should be intimidated because
yes.
he's so hot and she's not. She's just not. She's not.
He
at all.
She is not whipped yet for him.
No.
But he is whipped for her. Like he already
oh,
likes
yeah.
her.
Well,
he
she's
already,
whipped
and
for,
he's,
she's whipped for someone else, but it's him. But it's not. We'll get there.
Best trope ever.
Well, so we have to talk about the scene at the end of episode 4 when she and him are walking down the street and then Double S shows up and he's like, acts scared, but then she gets taken away and he's like, she can't be around violence. So he whips in as a healer and does the uneven bars to
he did his costume change so fast.
I just love how he literally so fast. Does the like gymnastics, like just, he was straddling.
Is that
up
the part
these
where
bars.
I was with the dental floss?
Yeah, 100% dental floss.
Okay, yeah. So here we are. We're in episode 5 yeah. now.
Right. Okay. So he
episode 5,
which I wasn't dental floss. I think it was a freaking yo-yo.
Dental floss.
I think Double S has a. I think there's a character in Double S that has a yo-yo.
Okay. I feel like that whole scene where he's twirling around on the bar. I'm like, this is I'm watching the Olympics right now.
It's so good.
I'm watching the Olympics.
Can a show pull this off now? I know, but like, it's so pulled off. You know what the show is? It is this feeling of nostalgia, even though I've never seen this show before. It's like I watched
everything
this.
I dreamed of.
I feel nostalgic, but I've never seen it. So that's so rare to feel nostalgic over something that you've never seen. But I feel this way when I'm watching it. I'm like, something is taking me back, but it's also everything is new.
Yeah,
I love it. I was just waiting
for him to like land and then do his little pose and then like walk off the stage.
Right,
that never happened.
I mean, no.
Where's his gold medal? He needs.
But do you know what he does do? Is he like hugs Park Min Young from the back? This is a pivotal moment because she falls for him.
Okay, say more.
As she would. Like,
but
he's
as
hugging,
healer though.
As healer. Which she knows about healer too. So she like knows he's healer, you know? And I actually can't remember why. Oh, I know. She was like hyperventilating and she needed her anxiety medication. So he's like hugging her and getting the pills for her. Like, how many do you need? How many do you need? You know? And I mean, it was just great. And then we learn later, like she was whipped.
She was whipped, and she knew
it was him.
Maybe it's because we're watching Dr. Slump and we're watching this show, but I find it so refreshing that K-dramas really just show mental health like that and how.
Yeah.
You know,
oh, that's true.
Medication. So I saw that too. I was like swooning over that part, but then I'm like, you know, that's so great too. So
yeah.
Snaps and for them.
A great cheesy moment too. Great.
No, but here's the thing. When he did first before the dental floss scene, like
correct.
Right before, did you see him? He did like one of my like elementary school kids like moves like with a sweater and he went, chuck! Do you remember that?
Wait, what? He did what? He pulled the drawstring
like
on the sweater?
No, he had a sweater and it was just like a hoodie or a jacket. Yeah. And then he turned it around and he flinged it and he went, chuck, chuck, chuck.
And what, like, was whacking people with it?
Yes.
No, I don't remember that.
Maybe because I'm an elementary school teacher. That's,
you know,
I was distracted
by the straddles, the straddle ups.
Oh.
You know.
As one should.
There's a lot going on.
Just sensory overload right now.
Oh, okay. Episode 5.
Here we go. Episode five. I said music still superior. Mr. Gymnast at its finest. And
its
I said handled the whole gang with dental floss. Hashtag goals.
I just love how following this encounter, Ajuma is onto him. She says, suddenly he's just invested. You know, he's like, Ajuma, is Double S going to freaking track her down though? Like, is Double S coming for her? And she said, I need you to not care about that. And he said, I just need to know, are they going to kidnap her? Are they going to hurt her? And she said, you need to be done. Yeah. You like
her. I was thinking about this. I feel like all she does is watch Ji Chung Wook. So I feel like...
she is an... Wait, Christina. Wait. Are we living life incorrectly? I don't think we should be making fun of Ajuma as much as we do. I think she knows.
I mean, like, goals.
When you put it that way, all she does, I just think maybe, I take it back, Ajuma. I think, well done.
I was thinking about this. I'm like, how would she know? And I'm like, wait, actually, she would know because she literally watches him all day.
Expert.
So she would, she would. And so she knows his actions are not the same as how he has been the last 10 plus years.
And how does he, has she been with him for 10 years?
You know, I don't know his background. Like, I want to know more because where can I sign up?
I mean, that one chick is also involved. We can get, we come.
Okay, we got to talk about her too because
she's whipped for him.
Oh, obviously.
But well, we we know what's going to happen. Sorry, lady, but Ben Bears.
I don't think he's going to end up with this random protege. I just love how Healer describes it as, I view every human like they're animals, but for some reason, this human seems like a human to me. Do you not remember
that? How he said it? Wow.
Kind
Can
of.
We please have that? Like, can I have that as a bumper sticker, please?
He's literally sitting like on the top of a rooftop, which, okay.
As one does.
I just think, like, you know, he can't fly, but apparently he can. He's literally like, I live my life viewing everyone like they're animals, but this one human has somehow taken a hold on me. And other words,
Well,
that's what he's trying to say to himself. He's aware of
but
it.
He doesn't know. He's aware, but then he's not aware because he thinks it's his job to, quote unquote, protect her. But
yeah,
he's
right.
doing a little bit more than protecting.
Nope.
So.
No.
Yeah.
I'm
waiting for. Yeah.
But
wait, and also when was that part where he's on the phone with Park Min-young and they're literally on the next to each other at the park? Like, how did she not know that he was right there?
We have to talk about this scene. Can we talk about the scene?
Did I jump ahead? I'm so sorry.
No, you did a little bit, but this is, I mean, we're just at 5 and 6 right now. So, I mean, he is like staring at her late in the night, as he does at this point, and they're talking on the phone, and she's literally like, no, but I like somebody, like I have a crush, like this is, you know, and he's like, but who? And she goes, he's a nighttime errand guy. I mean, come on. He's literally standing right there.
Hila.
He's literally standing right there. That's so good. So she likes him. She likes Healer.
But we were talking before we started recording, and was I correct? I don't know if I was, but at first when we were talking about it, I'm like, wait, no, she was talking about how her first love was Hot Reporter and how she has this poster on her wall and that he was the one that gave her hope, but not anymore. Now there's a new person because now she's seeing Hot Reporter's true colors, which I'm kind of confused by him right now.
We haven't talked about him yet. Because you're right. That's what she was telling Healer. She was like, I used to like Hot Reporter. Now I'm liking, I like this guy who gave me a back hug and he was feeding me my medicine and he took care of all the baddies. And she's seen that side profile.
We need this as a song.
Yo. Here's the thing. Okay, we haven't talked about this. We just have to talk about this. Do we trust Hot Reporter? Is this a good guy? He gives me the heebie-jeebies. He gives me the ick. I don't like him.
So before episode 6, the scene which I kind of loved was when he first met Park Min-young and he knows that she is the daughter of his sister-in-law. And when they introduce and he like looks at her and then he shakes her hand but uses both of his hands to say hi, like I thought that was very sweet. But now I think it's getting a little into his head.
I just think he's into himself.
I think yes, that too,
big time.
And that,
but not in like a cute
anything.
way, not in a cute way.
No, I think it's kind of annoying because I feel like maybe he is privileged, I will say that.
Yeah,
and he gets what he wants all the time. Like even at the end of episode 6, he just bought that newspaper company.
Like, what?
Because I'm gonna change Park Min-young, and we really need to know her name. You know what? Hold please.
Yeah. Can we learn her name, please?
Everyone is probably like, "How dare you guys
like,
review
do
this?
You call yourself a podcast?"
Yeah,
I don't know.
But you know what? We keep it real here on Ya Girls K Drama Pod.
We sure do. We sure do.
Okay, Young Shin. Does that? I don't even remember her name.
That's not her name. No chance. I've never heard that name in my life.
Does it Jane says Young that? Shin.
Yeah, Young I'm dead Shin? Serious. No, it yes. doesn't. Oh it my does. Gosh. And I don't believe Jung it,
Ho,
but okay.
Jung Ho is Ji Chung Wook.
Wow, this is blowing my mind.
Young
okay.
Shin?
No, never heard that you. Name in my entire life. This is fine.
You know, yeah. we're going to get slapped in the face if actually that is her name.
I think
it's
it is.
Her name. Go look
Anyways,
right now.
I just think it's interesting that Moon Ho / Hot Reporter is... I felt like by the end of six, I was like, I'm going to get a better feel for this guy. Because like the first couple episodes, I'm like, he's giving me the evil edit, but surely that's weird. No, they're continuing the evil edit. So I'm just confused. I know that his Hyung is evil, and I get that. But he just seems like he's right up there with them, and he's just cocky. And he just is giving Park Min-young the heebie-jeebies too. So I just find it weird. I'm pretty sure by the end, we're going to like maybe they're going to like redeem him. But I just think it's weird yeah. we still find him. Little sketch.
I'm a little more. I feel like there's still good in him. I feel like there's still some good in him. I know he's just kind of whack right now, but I will say, I think we can agree upon this. We can agree on this. Agree on this. I'm so
agree
sorry.
Agree on
talk.
This.
We need to not call him Hot Reporter anymore. We can either call him just Reporter or Top Reporter.
Yeah, I just don't
I
think
feel like
he doesn't
he
feel
deserves
hot to
it.
Me.
So
he just
if he,
doesn't feel
if
hot
he,
to me. I, okay, demoted. Yeah. Demoted. Officially, okay. actually. Demoted.
Just Reporter. Yeah, like Reporter. Yes. Let's just call him that because
the
maybe.
Reporter.
The Reporter. Maybe
one
if
day
something changes, maybe I will give him that title back. But
yeah.
right now, you're
He's
just.
Not.
The Reporter.
I appreciate you saying that because, you know,
I'm really glad to clear the air.
He's really not hot to me right now. I just find him unhot. Good point. Great point. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Anything else? Mm-hmm. Honestly, there's just a smattering of things from these episodes, you know. Ji Chang Wook's teacher is like stalking him and walking around this friggin'.
Yeah, but then I didn't understand
where he lives.
Yes,
in.
This garage.
So that's
Wait,
gonna
let's
happen.
Talk about. Let's talk
Can
about
we talk
this
about
takeout
when they
takeout.
Try to drop takeout off. Yeah, that was a great scene.
You loved it.
The guy's like, yeah. "You just got to leave the takeout there. Just leave it there." Yeah. And then Ji-chung yeah. grabs it and like is yeah. walking through and yeah, touching his ring and every yeah. doors are opening. I think he yeah. like literally like he turns a sign. He like turns a sign and then a whole wall opens up. And then he walks in and he is in his cave and the dude does not clean up well after himself. Cans everywhere.
Yeah.
Takeout everywhere.
Yeah. And what I noticed with this show, I like have to rewatch a lot of scenes because I'm like, what did I just see?
Yeah.
There's just a lot going on.
Correct.
And you know, yeah. But yeah, moving forward though with this show, I'm really hoping maybe I can get another, there is a top scene or a top thing that Ji Chung Wook did in another drama that I absolutely love.
Oh.
I'm hoping that maybe if he, we'll see, you know what I'm talking about.
I think I know exactly what you're finger guns. At least she's gonna talk about the finger guns. you hope he whips out the finger guns.
You know what? People, yeah. if you've okay. seen this,
right.
will there be a scene that okay. iconic?
I mean, I have a question for you. What's been your favorite scene so far? Do you have a favorite scene of the show so far? Like a swoony scene or a favorite scene? Because I do. But I don't know if you do.
You go first.
Well, mine's definitely when she's confronting that crazy guy in the plant thing. And Ji Chung-ho kicks over a shelf and everything comes crashing down. And then she drags him out. And it's the song... Oh my
love. I know
and
you,
then,
were,
and,
you were
and
but wait
he,
wait.
He is smirking because he's acting all like he can't do anything. She's dragging him in and he looks in here and then she smirks and I just that's my favorite scene so far.
That's a good scene. Yeah, but that song came straight from the 80s. Like it
I just
is
love it so much. I just need to find it on Spotify right now.
Like we need it right now.
I need
to put it on my
I'm gonna thing. Find it right now. Is it on the Healer OST?
Yeah. My favorite scene My favorite scene so far, I love all the scenes where, actually, to be honest, Park Min Young is by herself and she's just talking to herself, or she's journaling, or she's just like, oh, I want to do this. Like, she's just really true to herself. But my favorite, still hands down, is her talking about dinosaurs.
Like, it was that so was good.
So great. And it
dinosaur was, brains, wasn't it? Dinosaur
yes,
brains.
Yes.
And she's then, like, do you not know that dinosaur brains were this? Have I told you? Do you not know?
Yeah. And then Ji Chang Wook is, but it's so funny because even with the plant scene in either episode 5 or 6, he was faking that he was all nervous and he's like,
oh, I know, I
love
it.
Zombie.
He's totally faking
like,
it.
But then he kept pressing the button on his, he's like, Ajumma, yeah. Ajumma. I'm telling you, so Ajumma watches everything.
No, listen, it was so hot. Like, the moments where Ji Chang Wook acts all scared and he's like, I don't know what to do. And she's like, it's okay, I got it. So she's like running ahead because she thinks she's in charge. And the moment she leaves, he straightens up and he's just like taps his head ear. He's like, send in the troops. I'm like, this is so hot. Like, this is so hot.
You were like, marry me right now.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah. Oh, and do you remember when we were talking about how we were like, was the hairstyles in Korea in 2014 like this? Yeah. I couldn't believe it. I was like, what?
No, they know.
And then
straight up
they, and we did some research.
Yes,
we did some research. And also, to be fair, JK had that hairstyle. Oh, you know, I said JK,
like
I said JK,
okay. we almost made it,
but we did
pretty much like the same time. No, this is like,
yeah,
this,
JK had
this
that
show
haircut.
Was made when BTS was debuting. I think that puts some things into perspective.
Yes, when they were with,
it does.
With Namjoon and his mohawk.
It totally puts things into perspective. It really, really
just
does.
Just wanted to clear the air there.
You know what? Here's the thing, though, Christina. No bad haircut, no guyliner, nothing can truly make Ji Chang Wook unattractive, though.
That's how it's
nothing.
Done.
Nothing.
I think we end it here. I think we end
it
here.
He is smoking hot. I am all for this.
But I do have one more thing, closing sentence or question.
Okay.
Will this be the first Ji Chang Wook show that you will finish?
It sure will.
Oh, okay. I don't know, man.
I'm finishing the show. I love this show. I'm excited to watch episode 7 now because we recorded this episode and we can't.
I know, you were so patient. You wanted to watch it a couple days ago.
I did.
But we will record again 7, 8, 9, 10.
Yes. Can't wait.
Which I think they set everything up already. Now we know everyone in the picture.
Now we're just moving and freaking grooving.
We are moving and grooving all my life.
Do you know what I figured out too? You know, I told you, this is my last comment. You know how I told you I've seen a spoiler that he kisses her when there's a hat over her eyes? I'm pretty sure this is real. I'm pretty sure I've seen this. Okay, I don't know. But there's like a hat, and I might be wrong, and people are like, you're stupid, you're wrong. But I think I'm right. I think there's like a hat, a beanie all over her eyes, and she can't see, and he kisses her. I'm pretty sure she like, it's going to be because she likes Healer, but he likes her. And he's probably going to kiss her when it's like him, but she thinks it's Healer and it's really him, but it's Healer. And then she thinks Healer kissed her, but he kissed her and he knows.
Okay, that's so this is the conflict. This is the love story.
I think so. No, I'm just guessing.
No, you know what it is?
You're buying into it. I can tell you're like, yeah.
I know.
That would be great.
It's You've Got Mail.
That would be great.
It's You've Got Mail.
Freaking Tom Hanks? What?
No, it's You've Got Mail. She doesn't know that he's the same person.
Oh, see, it's a great plot. That's a great plot.
Remember when we watched that?
Was that the one we... Oh, yes. Tom Hanks. Fox. No.
Oh,
Joe Fox.
Joe Fox.
F-O-X. You know what, guys? I hope you enjoyed this. Like we said, you didn't ask for this. You didn't ask for a play-by-play, but we're giving it to you. And... this show just demands it, honestly. It just needs to be talked about. It's great.
It totally does.
So, yeah, thank you. Thanks for listening to Your Girls K-Drama Podcast. Oh, guess what? Mm-hmm. We have new socials. Can you believe it?
Yeah.
But some things don't change because we also forgot to talk about them.
You know, it's fine.
I also think most people listening to this episode already are on our socials. But
they already know. But you do have new ones. I mean, it just, you change the username. That's it.
Yeah, it's at Your Girls. I don't even know how to say it. @YoGirl_KDramaPod. Wow.
Great.
There it is.
Was that easy to do, to change it?
Oh, it was so easy. It took me 2 seconds.
Okay, well.
Okay, Instagram. So easy.
Yeah.
Thanks, guys. Thanks, Christina.
Kamsahamnida.
Great,
thank you so
great
much.
Times. Oh,
this
my gosh.
This was great. This is, what a time.
What a time. So great. To be alive.
We should have that song at the end.
No, I'm going to find it right now. I'm on. Let's see what one it is. Is it this one?
No.
No, that's
no,
a good
that's
one,
the
too,
one,
though.
That's the one where he's fighting and he's running around. No.
It's not that one.
We'll know. It's 80s.
Nope, not that one.
No, that's not it.
Nope.
No.
Wait, what song is it?
That one? No.
Oh, wait. This next one's literally sung by Ji Chang-wook. Are you ready?
Oh, yeah. There's one that he sings.
Christina, what one? What's the song we're thinking of? It's not on the soundtrack. I'm confused. Okay, we're going to find it. Please, please, listeners, tell us, what's the song that goes, "All my love"?
is that the only time? Wait. Healer.
It's the end of episode
K-drama,
5. Someone help us
80s
out.
Music.
It's not on
I'm gonna
the
find
OST.
It.
Well, I'll just play this one because this one's pretty classic. And this will play us out.
That one's good. Is it called Eternal Love? What about Eternal Love? What about Eternal Love?
You know, I bet this is it. I bet this is it. Wait.
Yeah, that's it.
This is it!
It's Eternal Love. Yeah, it's Eternal Love. It's 80s.
Christina, this song is so good.
It's great. It's Eternal Love.
Oh my gosh, I'm literally just like in the mood right now by listening to that song. Listen, thanks guys. Thank you for listening. We will talk to you.
We'll talk
later.
To you when we'll talk to you.
We'll talk to you when we talk.
We'll be
to
here.
You.
If you wanna we'll talk to you when we talk.
No, we're here.
You can yes, and you can find us on the Instagram.
Oh, please do.
You can talk to Maddie, you can talk to me.
Oh wow. Well.
We'll all
this
be
is
there.
Phenomenal. We'll all be there. Wow. I love this.
All right. Bye guys.
See ya.